910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Aviation experts are saying that Russian air defense fire was likely responsible for the Azerbaijani plane crash yesterday in Kazakhstan. 38 people killed, dozens more survived. Investigators are examining the flight data recorder. ABC's Inez de la Quintera.
A really miraculous thing that they were able to walk away from this unharmed, some of them. We spoke to an aviation expert who says that speaks to just how great the pilots did, that they were able to land the plane in such a way that so many people were saved.
Another plane stowaway discovered on a Delta flight traveling from Seattle to Honolulu Christmas Eve, but reported today. Flight was taxiing for takeoff when it returned to the gate after a crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board. The flight was delayed more than 2 hours. Looks like the person didn't have a boarding pass. Holiday sales rose this year nearly 4% over last year, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. As whooping cough continues to spread, Wisconsin has seen one of the worst outbreaks in the country. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Wisconsin trails only New York and Pennsylvania in the number of reported cases. Department of Health Services data shows nearly 2,400 reported cases this year, a huge increase from the 51 reported cases last year. Nationwide, the number of whooping cough cases are the highest they've been since 2014, and in Wisconsin, they're the highest they've been since 2012. Starting next week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be celebrating the 125th anniversary of the state park system. The DNR is planning a number of events across the state to celebrate the milestone anniversary, beginning with first day hikes on January 1st. Information on which parks near you will be hosting a hike can be found on the DNR's website. 2025 will also see new state park pass rules, with stickers now valid for 12 months from the time they were purchased instead of through the end of the year. The Lake Superior Zoo has announced the introduction of two new animals to their facility. According to zoo officials, two caribou named Jingle and Snowflake arrived on Tuesday just in time to celebrate the holidays in their new home. The Lake Superior Zoo is planning to upgrade two of its deer yards with a barn and construct a log cabin designed for visitors to watch the animals. Officials praised the new acquisitions as a big step in their conservation efforts, as the animals haven't been seen in the wild in the region in decades. Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's planning to reintroduce a bill to designate the Apostle Islands as the first national park in Wisconsin in the next legislative session. Congressman Tiffany first unveiled the bill in July, sparking criticism from Bayfield County officials expressing concerns that the area would not be able to accommodate the expected increase in tourism with the national park designation. Congressman Tiffany later said he would look at amending the bill to address some of those concerns before reintroducing it. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home tonight in Milwaukee against the Nets. The Bucks are 16-12, 10-4 at home, heading in the right direction. Bobby Portis credits head coach Doc Rivers for the turnaround.
Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on teams where the coach don't want you to shoot. You know, sometimes you have coaches that have different philosophies and different ways of coaching, and I think his way of coaching kind of instills confidence.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game is on New Year's Eve. Marquette ranked 8th in the nation. They don't face another ranked team until after January, when they host number 11th ranked UConn in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers holding practice, preparing for Minnesota on Sunday. And in college football, a report says the Badgers are losing running back Tawee Walker to the transfer portal. Walker led the team in rushing with 864 yards and 10 touchdowns. Receiver Will Pauling accepting an offer from Notre Dame. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Overcast today with spotty sprinkles and light drizzles. High temperatures climb above freezing to the upper 30s. Winds get a bit feisty out of the south and shoves our highs tomorrow to the low 40s. This, of course, as areas of scattered showers move in, becoming more widespread throughout Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome into the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in today and tomorrow for Maggie Dawn. It's a show I've gotten a guest host at least once in the past. I think I got to do it right after Thanksgiving, so I've done this show before. I've done a few other shows here at Civic Media, but most people probably know that I am the sports director here at Civic Media. So naturally, that means that when I fill in, I have to bring in sports topics to the talk network, because that's literally what I do here. So I'm here. My name again is Jimmy Cuska, filling in today, going to talk about some fun things today on the day after Christmas, the second day of Hanukkah, the first day of Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating this holiday season. We got you covered. We're gonna have some fun today. Joining me in the studio is Cardi. How's it going?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I mean, I took a few days off, you know, this week, the way that the calendar lined up, the Christmas holiday, which most businesses in the United States observe and take off, they take that day off in the middle of the week, right? So I had to figure out, well, how am I going to maximize my time away? So I took a couple of days off to goof off my kids and chase my Huskies around the snow. So that's what I did.
Yeah, man,
how about you? What did you do?
Mine was pretty laid back. I had a travel to maybe 2 or 3 houses, and then I ended up going to another house towards the end. So I was just I was a nomad at a lot of people's houses, in a sense. Had a lot
kind
of good...
kind of Santa Claus-esque, right? You had to go multiple places.
right. I traveled all of Wisconsin pretty much the whole week. Yeah. Or that
That's
day.
That's pretty
actually.
Awesome. I know for our family, because, you know, when you bring families together, you've got a lot of holidays to cover, right? A lot of holiday events. So for my families, they're from northern Wisconsin. They do theirs in January because of all the conflicts. So we do our get-together in January on one part of my family.
That's a good
other
idea.
Other part of my family, everybody's an adult. There are no children anymore except for mine. So they mail my kids gift cards or cash. And then if we're up there, if we happen to be there, which we weren't this year, on Christmas Eve, they just have a very small gathering, small dinner.
Oh, nice.
Hi, what's up? We'll see you next week, because that part of the family hangs out all the time. Down here, my wife's side of the family, we are doing all the things with all the kids. There are a million grandkids, and it is chaos. So
That's crazy.
You know those pictures you see with, like, the gift stack that they're taller than the tree? That's what it was like for my kids. And it wasn't because of me or anything. It's just there's a lot of relatives, and they have a lot of fun. So it's a Christmas you always dream of, right? And that's what they get just about every year.
I was going to say.
Well, hopefully everybody listening, that you had a fantastic holiday. And, in fact, this first hour, we're going to be talking a bit about that holiday spirit. And I'll get to that in a second. I want to set up the rest of today's program. Coming up an hour from now, given that I am the sports director, it is my contract. It is mandated in my contract that if I fill in, I get a segment for sports. It's not actually, but I like to say that. I'm going to talk to Mike Clemens. He is our sports update anchor and reporter for the company, and he will be live in the locker room at Lambeau Field, actually, and he is going to take a minute between the locker room access and the press conferences, and he's going to talk to us about Packers versus Vikings coming up an hour from now at 3:06. Coming up in the next hour at 3:30, I want to take people, go back a little bit to last week when we had the unfortunate, the tragic event in Madison, the school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. I put together a column about a conversation I had with my kids who heard about it from me, oddly enough, as I was recording news updates for the company last week, another one of my roles here at the company. And they asked me about it. And I had some really insightful feedback from people on that and you know, what specifically called out to them and talking about it. So I'm going to use a bit of time on today's show just to kind of go back and talk about it a little bit. So that's coming your way at 3:30. Coming up at 4, we head over to the Dom Salvia show. And then, of course, at 6, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. So we've got plenty on tap for you yet today here on the Civic Media Network. It is, as always, you know, when you look at the day after a major holiday, you know, a lot of people are just starting to get back into things. You notice that newscasts are largely getting away from some of the fluffier pieces that go into the pre-holiday part of it. And right away next week, we turn around and we're right into another holiday with New Year's. So, but today was kind of a way back into reality for people. If you've been listening to any of our Civic Media stations, you know, there were some heavier news updates today. We had, you know, a couple of former state legislators pass away. We had the absentee ballot issue in Madison, where nearly 200 ballots were accidentally not counted because they were left sealed in courier bags. So there are certainly some things heavier in the news world. But I wanted to take at least some time today, Cardi, and I wanted to talk a bit about the holiday spirit, and not in a religious sense and not in a specific holiday sense. But I think back to holidays I've had, and, you know, growing up not having advantages like others, you know, like some people grow up with means. I certainly did not. I was homeless at points in my life. So, you know, for me, I always looked at those random acts of kindness, the things that people do for you just out of sheer goodwill, right?
Right.
And the impact that those things can have on a person, even short term, but even more so just as a human being today, I like to volunteer and donate time and give back any way I can. And I would like to spend some time today and I would hear from people about ways that maybe not only that they have gone out of their way to help others, but how others have helped them. Even this holiday season, it can be something incredibly small. It can be something that is a grand life-changing gesture, but this is the stuff that I think makes the holidays for me, is that, you know, people do good things for one another. It's not material things. It's not gifts, right? Like I love gifts. Don't get me wrong. I love when I open up the Christmas tree. Like my Christmas presents, by the way, as a nearly 40-year-old middle-aged man who's coaching high school football in rural Wisconsin, I get things like a box of Junior Mints because they know I like mint flavored things, right? This is Christmas for me, right? It's not a PlayStation 5, but it's pretty awesome. I don't mind that, but I think of all the great things that people have done over the years. And you know, I think specifically I was working a triple shift one time on Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, Cardi, and I was thinking about this. I was working this shift. I wasn't having a holiday meal. I wasn't going anywhere. And a coworker of mine actually showed up at my job and hung out with me for an hour and brought me some of their leftovers from their holiday meal. Just sat and had a conversation. And we enjoyed some time in the middle of this triple shift, this 22-hour shift that I was working straight with no break, you know, with you know, no nap breaks or anything. And just how much that meant to me and how much now, as someone who's had to manage people in a workplace, just, you know, if I'm asking someone as a manager, and not at Civic Media, I'm not a manager, but as a manager, if I'm asking somebody to work on a holiday, how can I make it, I guess, in a crude way, suck less for them, right? Make it a little bit of a better experience, because working on a holiday is never that fun. So I am curious to hear if anybody's had any of that holiday spirit in them, anything that's made things a little bit better this holiday. You can give us a call at 855-752-4842 or 855-75-CIVIC. Those are ways you can reach the show. I would love to hear about it, because I tell you, I know we talk about the commercialization of holidays and all that, but I don't know. Maybe there's just something in me that that it affects more because I grew up like this, but I really, really like hearing about just ways that other people have gone out and made other people's lives better. I mean, do you have anything like that in your life, Cardi? Anything this year happened that somebody did something for you and you're like, dang, that was pretty cool of them?
So just recently, my dad, who I didn't really expect to really, I wasn't really, you know, going to get anyone a lot of stuff this Christmas, but I ended up getting like my kids and stuff. And then went to my dad's house and he got me some stuff that I didn't really, you know, expect for him to give me, you know? So I took it with a grain of salt and I was thankful for it. Also got a gift card, which which is awesome. So I'm going to spend it on probably my kids grabbing them some more stuff. But yeah, man, I mean, I enjoy things that are given to me without me asking. I enjoy, just getting surprises just in general. And it's just more heartfelt because, like, you know, I come from a different, like, kind of the same, you know, situation as you in a sense. I haven't really, though, got to know my dad, you know, until about like 4 years, 5 years ago. And just for him to do that, it just shows a lot, you know?
So, yeah. Yeah. And for me, you know, I'm like you, I also had reconciled with my own parents, you know, 10 years ago. So it was, you know, I'm kind of in that boat and just seeing how they've been great with my kids. They don't miss holidays or birthdays. Right. My kids are always getting stuff in the mail from Northern Wisconsin. It's pretty awesome. So I'm glad that, amazing, you know, man. Sometimes you mend fences and those things happen. I'll just share mine real quick. And then hopefully we'll get some people to talk about it. I think yeah, this time of year, you kind of lose track of what might be important, and being there for one another is certainly high on the list for me. But, you know, here where I live, in the town I live in, just discovered this opportunity last year. But there's a group of people, just random people. There's no affiliation to any specific group or church or charity or anything like that. And they came together to offer holiday meals for people. So they go through, get donations, they put together a hammer turkey meal complete with pie and a beverage and, you know, hot chocolate packets and the whole works, right? Get a candy cane. And so last year, my wife, my kids and I, we decided to help out by delivering these meals right to people on Christmas Eve. And we did the same thing again this year. And this year we split it up a little bit. We did part delivery and part prep and putting things together. But it was great to go out just in the small town I live in, you know, a couple thousand people and, you know, the sticks of the Driftless area of Western Wisconsin, and just seeing people and like, hey, you know, it's a free holiday meal delivered right to your doorstep. And I'm like, how cool is that? Because, you know, I know food insecurity is a major thing. You know, especially here in rural Wisconsin, when you look at anything happening here, it's housing and it's food. Those are the two big insecurity issues over here. We have a really, really big issue with providing affordable housing for people in Wisconsin. Especially, you know, here Cooley region and Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley area, pretty much any point that isn't, you know, and I think it extends to the cities too. I can't imagine it's any different in the cities with apartment rents and stuff. But yeah. I know that housing affordability is big, and then the food insecurity issues are big as well, which is why pantries are always reporting like, hey, we had our biggest rush of people at a food pantry ever seeking food. So I just think, from that perspective, just having the ability to go out and bring holiday meals to people, just it made the holiday for me just feel like a little bit more like a holiday and not just a gift exchange, right? So I personally enjoy that part, that spirit of the holidays, spirit of giving and being there for one another, which is why I'm curious if anybody else has similar experiences they want to share here across the statewide network. 855-752-4842 or 855-75-CIVIC, and we will be glad to hear those stories here today on the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. We'll be back right after this. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in today. Talk to you here in a couple minutes.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025.
Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. You can be a part of the show, as always. You can call in or send us a text or send us an email, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Spending a bit of time just sharing our tales of holiday spirit this year, whatever you are celebrating. I don't think the holiday spirit necessarily can be owned by any one holiday, no matter what you're celebrating. It's more of you know, how are you helping others? How are others helping you is the way I envision it. Maybe I'm weird, but I look at this time of year as a great time to get out and help people, whether it's shoveling the snow or, I guess in today's case, the freezing drizzle and ice from the neighbor's step, throwing some sand down, some salt down, because this stuff is a mess. It's been terrible today over here in this part of the state with all the hills and bluffs. Really, anything you think that might be kindness to others, I think is really all in the spirit of holidays. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in today. Coming up in about 45 minutes, Mike Clemens will join us from Green Bay to preview the Packers and Vikings matchup. That game got flexed to a afternoon game, from a noon game to a 3:25 game. A lot of people have asked why that's not a Sunday night football game. Well, the answer is the network that owns the rights to that game does not broadcast Sunday night football. So you can only really have two choices, noon or 3:25. And the NFL said, we're going to put it in the afternoon at 3:25. So Packers-Vikings is an afternoon kick on Sunday. The Packers' last really big game before the playoffs, which they have now clinched a spot in. Their last game of the year is against the Bears. And, well, you know, the Bears have had a hot start. They started out pretty well. They had a couple of wins right there at the early going. And, well, now it's been a while for them since they've won a game. So Packers will play the Vikings and the Bears to close out the season before the playoffs. Mike Clemens is currently in the locker room in Green Bay in Lambeau Field right now, actually, this hour. And he's going to join us at 3:06 to preview that matchup. So that's coming your way just after the top of the hour news. Coming up in a little over an hour, last week I put together a column in the aftermath of the school shooting that happened in Madison last week about a difficult conversation I had to have with my kids when my 8-year-old asked me very quietly from the back seat, what's a school shooting? And it caused me to stumble and fumble a bit, but eventually we talked about it and I laid out that conversation and just kind of the issues with local schools and what they're doing to kind of help in that regard. The column is up on Civic Media's website, which you can find there. But right now we're talking about the random acts of kindness in your life, the holiday spirit, if you will. I've shared a couple of stories myself, some volunteering I've done around the holidays. Don't really, I know that's hard sometimes when you do things, you don't do it for recognition, right? So I'm just sharing an example of something that I do. It's something small. For me, it's not seeking glory or a pat on the back. looking more to seeing, like, maybe somebody's done something that's affected your life. Again, I shared about 20 minutes ago that, you know, someone showed up at a day I was working a long shift at work and brought me some leftovers from a holiday meal in the middle of a triple shift at work. And I've made that a point in my career to, anytime I've been in charge of other people, that that, you know, they get a little bit of something to look forward to, whether it's whether I unlock the vending machine or I emptied out for something fun for them to do. I know one year, Cardi, you might enjoy this. One year, it was about 10 years ago, and I had a new PlayStation, right? New PlayStation system. And I hooked it up to the studio TV, and I said, hey, you know, this shift might be boring, but, you know, at least you have video games to get you through it. So that was just something fun I did in a past life there. So, but we do have some people I want to talk a bit about, maybe some things that people have done for them, or maybe a thing or two they've done for others. I love to hear about these stories. It's the day after Christmas, second day of Hanukkah, first day of Kwanzaa. A lot of holidays happening. Boxing Day is today too. I don't know if anybody's listening north of the border, but we've got that. There's a lot of things that happen this time of year, and it's a great time to take a step back and appreciate one another. So let's head to the first line here. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Cardi, it looks like Angela is on line one.
Angela, you're on.
Hi, yeah. I just want to say that I helped somebody this year, and they're at the food pantry, and I helped my kids get some food from there also. Well, I offered the guy a side job at my house. Well, now he's actually living in a trailer in my backyard, helps with odd men jobs that I cannot physically do, and now he has a job, and he's been there like 2 months now, and I'm just so happy for him that he's doing better for himself, and I'm just kind of glad that I took the risk and helped him out.
You know, isn't it, you know, you say take a risk, isn't it amazing just the little bit of courage you can have in reaching out a hand to somebody or helping, and how much it can change somebody's life, because these aren't things that happen every day to us, right? So just taking that step, it's amazing how things play out, right?
Yeah, it is. And yeah, well, a small risk. I mean, you know, I am a girl and I don't have much, but still. And it's a guy. I did it and everyone thought I was crazy, and we're actually really good friends now, and I can't be happier, and I showed a lot of people that they could do it too.
Angela, that is an amazing story. Thank you for sharing. See, these are the things I'm talking about. Just that step of reaching a hand out to help somebody, you know, accepting help from others is also hard to do, as well. For, you know, that was something I had to overcome. I didn't like the fact that people tried to help me sometimes, like, no, I got it, I can do this, right? Well, now in my old age, I've gained the wisdom of that. If somebody wants to help me, it's all right, right? But that is a great story to share. We have another caller on the line, Cardi.
Yes, we have one more. Oh, I got 30 seconds.
Okay, we can save it. How about this, Cardi? Let's save it for after the break here, right? Let's save it.
Okay.
And we'll come back to it. We are live here on the Civic Media Network. It is the Maggie Dawn Show, and we'll have more coming up here right after this.
Awesome.
Sometimes the snow would fall and we'd head into the park and ride the flyers down the hill till after dark. Well, I might be older now, but memories they stay, and the greatest memory would have to be the holiday. Maybe you know someone whose memories are dark, but they are just.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Wisconsin dairy researchers are looking to extend the squeakiness of cheese curds. We'll talk about how they're doing it next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Dr. Ronnie Govindasamy joins us from the Center for Dairy Research. She says a longer-lasting squeak could open more markets for fresh curds. They've partnered with the audiology department on the UW-Madison campus to measure the squeakiness of fresh cheese curds. She explains that curds squeak because proteins are rubbing against your teeth.
Think about balloons. You know, to talk about squeakiness, think about a balloon analogy. If you take two inflated balloons and you rub them together, you will hear a squeaky sound. Now, if you make the balloons lose air, they no longer have much resistance and will not squeak anymore when rubbed together. So I think it's the same analogy. If your cheese structure is no longer has that toughness or the firmness, and it becomes softer, it loses that squeaky note because there's no more resistance.
Dr. Ronnie Govindasamy joins us from the Center for Dairy Research with the balloon analogy to help understand the squeakiness of a cheese curd. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news in just a moment.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The UW-Madison's Division of Extension and the Wisconsin Beef Council will be hosting in-person beef quality assurance certification meetings. This will be in the month of January and February. You can find a complete list of those meetings at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our morning e-newsletter. That's where you can get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning. One of the stories today, Culver's Thank You Farmers Project has raised $1.5 million to benefit agriculture this year alone. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Merry Christmas.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Overcast today with spotty sprinkles and light drizzle as high temperatures climb above freezing to the upper 30s. Winds get a bit feisty out of the south and shoves our highs tomorrow to the low 40s. This, of course, as areas of scattered showers move in, becoming more widespread throughout Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Uh-huh. La, da, 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 da.
telling the fibs now. You said your trust is getting weaker.
It's the Maggie Dodd Show. It is Civic Media. We are worldwide on the free Civic Media app, which you can download now at civicmedia.us/app. Find it on your device's app store as well. You just got to look for Civic Media. It's pretty easy to find, and the app has all kinds of fun stuff going for it, including an assortment of podcasts for you to take in, and any of the past shows that you want to listen to, you want to catch up maybe pre-holiday on some of the biggest news stories that are happening around Wisconsin, some of the biggest conversations happening. I know that for a lot of shows right now, we're kind of in that calm before the storm of January when we dive deep into biennial budget once the next legislature is set. I know that is top of mind for a lot of people. There have been a lot of discussions on that already on our airwaves, and you can certainly find those in some of our archives, as well as a lot of, and I got to say this because, again, as the sports director here, my name is Jimmy Cuska. There's also our sports broadcasts, which we do hundreds of each year for high school coverage around Wisconsin. And, in fact, we had a game today on one of our stations. They had a holiday tournament today on our station in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR. In fact, they probably are, they're doing that one on a non-talk show station. So if you're listening on WFHR, you've got high school hoops going on over on WIRI today, which is pretty cool. But we do hundreds of games on this company, across this company every year. And that doesn't change this winter season with, I believe right now, 8 stations providing regular play-by-play coverage. So that is pretty awesome stuff, which is also always available on demand through Civic Media. Also coming up in a half hour, not to make this a complete sports show, but we will talk about Packers Vikings as they get ready to play Sunday in a pretty big battle in the NFC. The Packers looking to perhaps increase their standing once they get to the postseason, but the Packers and Vikings play on Sunday. Mike Clemens is our Civic Media sports anchor, and he will join us coming up at 3:06. So exactly a half hour from now, he'll join us just after the top of the hour news. In 1 hour from now, we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit perhaps about some of the holiday acts of kindness, some of the things that maybe have been done for you or you've done for others that you want to share. We will come back to that here in just a bit. We'll do that this hour too when we get back to the phones. But we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in the second hour as well. Don't forget, coming up at 4, the Dom Salvia Show is on your way next year on Civic Media stations. And tomorrow on this very show, I will have a couple of guests coming up tomorrow. They are both sports themed. One is an author. Jordan Tresky will join me to talk about a book that he has written about the Bucks, but old school Bucks, meaning before their first NBA championship more than 50 years ago, talks about building that team and getting that to a championship point. Jordan Tresky will join me tomorrow. Also going to hear from the president of the Wisconsin High School Football Coaches Association, Brian Kaminsky, who's also the coach in Sun Prairie. Going to talk about a proposal that would vastly change the football postseason for high school teams in Wisconsin. So as you would imagine from a sports guy, getting a talk show on the network, going to talk some sports here in the coming days. Today, we have spent some time sharing about the acts of kindness we've experienced or have done this holiday season. We'll still do that throughout the show, so you can feel free to message those into us. You can text us in 855-785-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can also head to our live stream and leave a comment there, and we can read it. You can find me on any social media platform, most social media platforms, I should say. You can find me at Jimmy Cuska as well, so you can find us there and leave comments there. But while I've got a minute here, and we deal with we have something broken the phone system, right?
We're trying to get it to stream back up real quick so we can get our callers and stuff back online.
Gotcha. Yeah. So in the meantime, we can take the other things. We just can't put anybody through on the air. It gives me a minute. Then it's an opportune time for me to share some of the feedback I've gotten since last week. I wrote a piece last week in the aftermath of the tragic school shooting that happened in Madison. So I'm going to take a minute here just to talk about it while we work on the phones. So last week, in the aftermath of the news, which is horrifying because, you know, I lived in Madison, and I you know, I spent a lot of time working in Madison in media there, almost 10 years just working, working in radio there, and you know, a little bit in TV even. It was a hard day for us, even us in news, you know, because these are things that, you know, that as a parent, these are difficult things to experience if it one happens this close to home. Can't imagine how people feel that we're in this situation. It's a traumatic event, and I haven't experienced that. My kids haven't. Very fortunate for that. But you know, I'm on a school board. I've spent a lot of time, you know, whether it's been at the state convention, whether it's been, you know, whether it's been through things we've done with our own school board about how to make schools safer. And I sort of presented this article from that light of what schools are kind of talking about and doing in terms of safety in schools. And so using that, just kind of laying out some of those things, laying out the conversation I had with my kids when they found out about it, and they asked me about it. What's a school shooting, Dad? They're 8 and they're 6. You know, these aren't questions you get from 8 and 6 year olds, right? But it's a question I got, and I had to answer it. And I wrote about that experience in a pretty long commentary piece that we did here at Civic Media. It was shared out last week. And some of the feedback I've gotten from that has been outstanding, just in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of perspectives to these things, and I don't pretend that I'm some all-knowing expert on these things. And you know, I tried to present it matter-of-factly, like this is what it is. And the feedback I got from it was that the people, I think a lot of parents have had this experience, you know, they've had to talk about this at some point with their kids. Some have had time to prepare, right? Some parents get time to go into it. I got asked randomly on the way to school the morning after what happened last Monday. And so it was a bit of a different experience for me because I had to come up with things kind of in the moment and, you know, not scare them, I guess. You want to scare small children. You know, you don't want to panic them or anything, but just explain, like, these are things that have happened, and they've happened now in our part of the state twice, you know, this year. So twice in the past 7 months. And that's the reality we're in. You know, wasn't a specific call for advocacy, just in acknowledging that we are not going to, you know, we're not going to get any kind of legislation that's going to help address anything that's happening with schools, with gun violence and things like that. That's a simple acknowledgement. We're not going to get anything in Congress or in our state legislature that deals with it. And that's just the truth. Like, you're going to get bills put up, but nothing's going to pass. That's the reality we're in. So what are people locally doing? And I tried to lay out what schools have tried to do, and all of it comes at a cost, and it all, you know, comes out of what is used for education and staff and things like that. And I think that was the point, kind of that counter to the argument of why don't schools just lock them down, put armed guards at every entrance, metal detectors, get rid of windows, things like that. And well, pretty much every, you know, why don't we wear armed teachers? And you know, there's a counterpoint to all of those ideas, you know, not that there isn't some middle ground to it, but, you know, schools can only afford so much too, because renovating, as I found out going through a referendum, Cardi, I don't know if you know this, but renovating very old, very large buildings is really expensive. Like,
yeah, it is.
To replace doors is a six-figure project. Two doors is a six-figure project at a school, which I had no idea. But in a district with the budget of $12 million, which is a small district, small school, you know, a six-figure project that's two teachers, you know, that's a big, big project.
Yeah.
So I had to put something together coherently and write about it. So I do appreciate all the people who took time to comment on it, because I'll be honest, when you write a piece like that, you're expecting a lot of people to be upset about about the way you kind of go about just presenting the issue. It's a very sensitive topic. So I kind of expected maybe a few more people upset that I didn't really advocate for things, just kind of explain what the reality is for people, what they're doing right now. And there was very little of that, honestly. And I was really surprised by that, because people get upset about the most innocuous things, especially when it comes to media or news articles, or even in this case, a commentary piece that went very long, about 2,500 words. It was a pretty long piece. So I really appreciate the people who took time to say, hey, I didn't know that this is what schools actually did in this process, or, you know, that there's not just this pool of funding that schools can say, yeah, you know what, we're just going to arm every entrance, and, you know, that's going to cost nothing to us because there's some grant or some program. It just is, that isn't the reality. especially when schools are going to referendum every minute, to just keep the lights on with the stuff they already have. You know, it's amazing when you think about all the things that schools deal with. And now this is just kind of another added layer to all of that, all the financial issues that schools face. And now on top of that, there's a demand that, hey, you know, they need to be locked down and safe. You know, there's the extreme end of it where you essentially just close it off to everybody. And, you know, it's fences around and there's no windows and that's it. It's, you know, you're stuck in there. People liken it to a jail or prison, or, you know, the other end of it, which is what I think we're dealing with in reality, is you do what you can, but there's not that 100% sure thing that's going to prevent all of this from happening, right? At least at the local level, where all you can do is renovate your buildings and create safer entrances and things like that, or place an SRO or two in the building. It's a lot harder to do these things than I think people understand, which is why I try to lay it out. And I really appreciate all the people who took time to comment, because it is tough as someone in media to write about a situation, very real world situation involving your children, as you could probably relate to, Cardi. You talk to your kids about things and trying to take those real life experiences and relate it to a much wider audience. That can be a little scary sometimes, you know, because I don't like to bring my kids into my crazy world of media that I've been in for a quarter century sometimes. But it was a really, really interesting moment in my life to kind of have to actually have that conversation, and then decide to put pen to paper on it. So but I just wanted to say thanks to everybody who's reached in about that. We could talk more about that later in the show. Looks like we have the hamster back on the wheel and the phones are back, Cardi.
Yeah, we got,
is that awesome?
Sherry on the line if you want to tap in with Sherry real quick.
We're good. All right. We can take calls again. So we will do that. We will take some calls and we will take them in at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What we were doing is talking about random acts of kindness this holiday season. How have people done something to help you, or how have you done something maybe to help others? What are the things that you are doing? It is tough to pat yourself on the back, right? I get that. But it is great to hear about these stories because it can inspire others to do good deeds. And that's really what I think any time of the year is about, but especially this time of the year when we are celebrating with friends and family during the season, no matter what you're celebrating, whatever it is, even if you're not celebrating a specific holiday, it's just that time of year when people can share these things and talk about the good things they do for others. And, I told a story about something that happened in my workplace. I think too, about as a kid, again, rougher upbringing, didn't have a lot of adults in my life that were super responsible, but I had a coach who was bound and determined to say, hey, you know, you got to get your grades up, man, because you know you got to graduate high school, you got to go to college, you got to do things right. And I also had a music instructor too, who actually literally did my college application for me, so I could go to college, right? And I had a terrible GPA, I was not a great student. But he literally did my college application for me and my FAFSA too. So I had a combination of a band director and a coach that were really pushing me, like, hey, you know, you got to graduate high school, you got to get to college. And this is what public educators do, right? This is pretty normal for them, you know. But for me, it was the life preserver on the belt they were throwing out for me, right? Like, hey, you know, you got to keep moving forward. So got into college somehow, Cardi. I couldn't believe it. Nobody in my family had ever gone to college before, and I got in somehow. got a degree even, which is even a bigger upset. And it all kind of just started because, you know, I had a coach and a teacher who just recognized, like, hey, here's a kid who, you know, probably doesn't know any better. We're gonna toss him a lifeline here, and they're gonna make me get to college by one way or another, and they sure did. So I think of that too as a major act of kindness to go out of your way and do something like that. That is wild because, you know, like, I wouldn't have known any better. What's a college application? I never thought college is a possibility. And then there I was, picking up books and learning about algebra. So we're going to take it out here. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuska. We'll have more right after this.
She said I'm leaving, cause she can't take the pain. It's hard to continue this love. It ain't.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government
buy-in for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You know what, baby? Out of all these Christmases we done shared together, this one here just happens to be the most special one. So I got a song for you. Listen. Merry Christmas, babe.
Welcome back here to the Maggie Dawn Show, Civic Media Network. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Going to talk sports here in about 15 minutes with Mike Clemens. Packers Vikings coming up. He's in the locker room right now, and he'll be joining us here in about 15 minutes to preview that matchup. This hour, we invited people to call in with random acts of kindness, things they do for others, something that has been done for them that might have inspired them or influenced them in some way. We had an issue. We lost the hamster from the wheel for the phone lines, but we found it, tracked it down, and the hamster is back in place, I understand, Cardi, so we can go back to the phone lines. And we've had somebody waiting for a very, very long time. Sherry is hanging out waiting with us. Sherry, welcome into the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi. You guys are doing a great job. I know technology can just kind of, I think Santa kind of took it with him, so we're just kind of dealing with that. I have a wonderful act of kindness. I'd broken my hip. A year and a half ago, about a year ago, I should say. And since then, I had rescued this dog that can't walk by traffic. She's terrified. And so I always cut through my backyard, and I'd asked her a long time ago at the beginning of the, she's behind me, can I cut through your backyard? Her backyard is very large, and mine is too, but like I have a trail. And so she's like, yes, please cut through our backyard. She understood. And so since then, she's been shoveling by hand her whole trail for me. So
oh my
Luna
goodness.
Can walk on this where Luna doesn't have to walk by traffic. And I think that that is just, you think about the animals, you know, and so I think that that was just the sweetest thing. So that's why I stuck on the line for a half hour.
Oh, my goodness. And I apologize for that. I apologize.
What?
But
I,
I'm glad you stuck.
Listening to the hotel. Pardon me?
Well, I appreciate you sticking around to share that because I'm also, I have three huskies, right? So, you know, walking them, we don't really need trails where we go because they will go anywhere. They're big dogs. They will pull me in any direction they want to go, right? But you think about the things that people do for others, and it can be something as small as this, right? This seems like on paper, you know, a very small gesture, but for you, the impact it has for you.
She's terrified Yeah, she's terrified of semis. I live on 33, which is a interstate type thing. And so I always have to cut through all the backyards to get to the country area. And so she doesn't have to see any vehicles. And so Tiffany behind me, she shoveled this hallway, and she has two 10-year-old twins. And they're out there, and they're shoveling. And every time it snows, they're out there shoveling. It's such a sweet thing, and it melts my heart. So Merry Christmas. That's what it's about.
Thank you, Sherry. Merry Christmas to you, too. As someone that has – my kids are 8 and 6, so, yeah, anytime there's snowfall, Cardi, what do you think Dad's got them doing? I got them outside with shovels, and they're not really doing our sidewalk, but I got them going – we have a neighbor. We have an elderly neighbor on one side, and the other side we actually live right next to a church. So I'm like, you know what? We got the whole block. Just take care of it.
Nice.
Appreciate the phone call there.
Merry Christmas, guys. Oh yeah. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Thank you, sir.
That's awesome.
It is a wonderful story.
You think about things that are you think about acts of kindness, and you think about some grand life changing thing, but this is just something as simple as looking out for your neighbor. I mean, isn't that what it's about? You know?
Yeah. I definitely agree.
I mean,
go ahead. You got it.
I was gonna say. I know we do here. When when the kids are home and motivated enough, when they can get away from their tablet for 5 seconds, I can get them out and moving stuff. But I mean, isn't that, that's what it is about, right? You got to look out for each other.
Yeah. We got a lot of neighbors in our area where we live at too that are kind of elderly. And I have my kids helping out too, as well as like shoveling their driveways and whatnot too. So we don't have alleys like where we live at. So it's more of those driveways, and you know, more of the kids come together in the community and start shoveling, you know, throw them a couple of dollars or, you know, stuff like that. And they look out for us a lot.
You know, the high school football program that I grew up in northern Wisconsin, they actually have a rent a football player thing, right? It's the fall and raking leaves, the winter and shoveling snow, you can rent a football player to take care of some of these things for you. And all they ask for is some donation to the program, right? And I just think of just how awesome it is that you can get kids engaged in any kind of community service, you know, any kind of civic leadership, just getting out there and helping one another. There's nothing better than that, in my opinion. I know for me, as a high school football coach, that's one thing we've really instilled in our program since I've been a part of it 3 years ago. Now going on 4 years, hard to believe. I'm not quite a veteran, but 4 years is a long time to do anything, I feel like. That's a college degree, right? Well, for most people, it took me 18 years to get mine. But, you know, getting people out and getting them engaged in their communities and just meeting people in their community and helping them out, like that is such a neat concept. And I think really promotes what being in a community is all about, is when you can help out one another, look out for one another, and getting that instilled at a young age. Because, you know, or you find yourself in a situation where maybe you don't talk to your neighbors. And that's weird to me, because I talk to everybody, believe it or not. I'm a very talkative person. So I can't imagine that. I like to go out of my way and ask people, like, hey, do you need something or anything I can do to help? Like that's right. Usually the first thing I ask people when I meet them is, you know, oh, you live close to me. Is there anything I can do? Like, they go on vacation. Can I watch the house? Whatever it is. But I feel like that's what you do in a community. That's what you do when you're in a group of people, is you look out for one another,
yeah,
which is why I'm glad Sherry calls with that great story of her neighbor shoveling a path for her dog to walk in. That's awesome.
So, yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. Sherry, that's a wonderful story too, by the way. Such an amazing story.
Terrific story. I love hearing about these things. That's why I wanted to spend time on the network today to talk about it. We're not talking about just the stuff you get for a holiday gift. We're talking about like just the things you do for others. We got a lot coming up in the second hour of the show, and we're going to get to it. Mike Clements will join us coming up right after this on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Sports Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants.
three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A high-level Azerbaijan government source tells ABC News there is new evidence that the Azerbaijani Airlines plane yesterday may have been shot down by a Russian surface-to-air missile. Investigators examining the flight data recorder, ABC News national security and defense analyst Mick Mulroy.
It is very dangerous because of all this aerial combat operations. And now we can see that there is some undisciplined, potentially soldiers manning air defense systems in Russia that would shoot down an aircraft that was likely transpondering that they were a friendly civilian aircraft.
A new round of Israeli air attacks in Yemen today targeted the Houthi rebel-held capital and an airport, which the Israeli military says were being used to help smuggle Iranian weapons. Iran's foreign ministry condemning the strikes. New data shows holiday sales rose this year nearly 4% over last year, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.